Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Jonathan David Randall, who plays Gator in the upcoming production of Memphis at the Warner Theater on May 1st and May 2nd. Jonathan, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, in case some of our, you and I are familiar with what the show is about, but in case our listeners have never heard of Memphis, just give them a quick primer on what it's about.
Basically, it's about a white DJ. It's sort of loosely based on the life of Dewey Phillips, who was one of the first white DJs to play black music in the 50s in Memphis. And so his whole aspiration of trying to bring music together to all races, it kind of creates all these relationships that he, in the process, kind of cultivates. And one of the big relationships that he has is with a young black female singer who is also an aspiring artist in the Memphis Underground Club. And so they kind of cultivate this relationship. Of course, him being white and her being black, it creates these problems, because in the South, there's a lot of discrimination going on in the 50s. It was a lot of issues going on with that. But, there's also great music, in the production, fantastic music score. And yeah, it's basically about the rock and roll in the 50s and the relationships that went on in the 50s between all the racial backgrounds.
Gotcha. And tell us about your particular role, Gator.
Gator is he's a bartender. He happens to be one of the more subdued roles. Gator's really quiet. He's really subdued. His father, he witnessed his father being lynched at a young age. And so that's what caused him to be mute. Now, Gator is, he's very expressive. So I guess one of the big issues with him is Huey. Huey Calhoun, the white DJ. But along the way, he creates a friendship with Huey, within the storyline. His role is really important. I can't tell you all in detail what happens. You got to come see the show.
Good tease.
but he's definitely one of the most important roles in the show.
Gotcha. Tell me about is it a challenge to play a character that's mute? You have to emote with facial expressions and body movements and things like that?
Yeah. Gator, I can actually say he's somewhat of a mirror image of me in a lot of ways. because in life, I can be very quiet and very subdued. The way that I express myself, when I feel it necessary to express myself and really speak up, that's when I'll do it. Just like Gator, but still at the same time, it was a lot of difficulty with keeping it quiet throughout the whole show. I guess in a way, in life, we as actors, or as people, we express ourselves, in ways that, when we feel, like we want to emote about something, we don't necessarily speak about it. But our faces usually, express it. So,
right.
I had to, you know, I had to really dig deep into that.
So he's a man. He's a man after your own heart a little bit.
Yeah.
And here you are doing a radio interview.
right.
Now you've played the role. Yeah. You've played the role before, right? At Toby's Dinner Theater.
I did. I played it in Toby's Dinner Theater. It was a different experience. Being that it was a smaller cast, and you know, I loved everybody there. Loved working there, and of course, it was a small theater, and yes, you know, which created a smaller space. And with this particular experience, of course, there's a bigger cast, bigger crew, and we're playing in bigger spaces and bigger venues. So I guess I can't really compare the two experiences. I'll just say they're both different.
Right. Now, you're from the D.C. area, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Whereabouts did you grow up?
Actually, different areas. I was born right at the Howard Hospital in D.C.
Gotcha.
I went to a couple of schools in D.C., but mostly I was raised most of my life in PG County.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I reside. I tell people I'm from D.C. mostly, if I'm out of town, because D.C. and Maryland kind of, you know, intertwined together.
There's a lot of crossover, yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you get into acting? At what age did you start?
I would say I started around 12.
Okay. Was it like a school play, or what was
it? I would say it was just mostly me being inspired by what I saw on television.
Mm-hmm.
And all the actors on television. And then I actually, it kind of inspired me to want to train in acting. So I went to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, which is right in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I trained in theater. And then from then on, I went on to the training in theater at Howard University. I would say theater and television are, those are my main aspirations right now.
Gotcha. Have you acted in any TV yet?
I had a little bit of a cameo in House of Cards.
Oh, nice.
In season 2, that was a small speaking role that I had. If any of those House of Cards fans out there, they might be able to catch me for about 30 seconds.
which episode was it? Like, what was going on in the scene?
This was episode 9 of season 2. And basically, I was playing this this little gangbanger or whatever you want to call it.
Gotcha.
I was a drug dealer.
Oh, okay.
This is actually the episode where Freddie the character got written off. So
right.
Yeah.
Was that when his barbecue joint got shut down?
Yeah.
Right.
That's when he got shut down. I was kind of sad about that, actually.
Well, spoiler alert, I don't know if you've seen season 3, but Freddie ain't done.
Say it again?
Have you seen season 3 yet?
I'm taking my time with it.
Yeah. Well,
I saw for 3 episodes.
Well, let's just say you don't have to cry for Freddie yet. There's more.
Really?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
All right, well, that's cool. So, you know, you grew up in the D.C. area, you trained, you know, you learned your acting craft in the D.C. area, and now you're performing here, too. Have you played Warner Theater before this? Is this your first time?
Not on this scale. I do remember singing in the choir.
Mm, okay.
We did a couple of performances at the Warner Theater. A long time ago. This is when I was much younger, though. But I have a different appreciation this time performing there because, yeah, I'm proud of, you know, I can actually be seen this time, be actually seen and heard.
Right.
So.
Well, that's cool. And Memphis, I mean, I know, I think it was back in 2010, 5 years ago, it won a bunch of Tonys on Broadway, but this this version is what, I guess, part of a national tour?
Yeah, it's a national tour. We, I believe we are the third national tour in Memphis. I'm not sure if this will be the last one or not. But I'm, as far as I see, we're the third one.
What all cities have you hit so far?
We've hit so many states. We've hit Washington State. We've done Nevada. Mm-hmm. We've done Montana. We've done Iowa. We've done Michigan. What else have we done? Right now we're in, where are we? we're in Florida.
Is that, Florida. That's where we're talking to you right now? You're in Florida right now?
Yeah. It's great. It's so great. We're in West Palm Beach right now, and the weather is unbelievable.
Well, thanks for thanks for rubbing it in.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's getting a little better. Baseball season's here. The Nats are playing today. It's good.
Yeah. But you know, you guys, I know you guys down there, gotten some rough weather, and from what I hear, you guys have slowly kind of get into the spring season.
We're starting to, but you know, maybe when you bring Memphis up here to Warner Theater, you can bring some of the Florida weather up with you.
Yeah, sure. I will bring it. We will bring it.
Awesome. And then, do you know how many stops you have after DC? I mean, you don't have to give me an exact number, but are we towards the end of the tour?
Yeah, this is actually we have after DC. There's literally 1 week left.
Oh, okay.
So we're like within days of the end of the tour.
Gotcha.
And we hit up a bunch of cities in, I think, Indiana, Ohio, and then our last stop is New Jersey.
Gotcha. Now, have you done other similar national tours before, or is this your first one?
This is actually my first one.
Awesome. So what's it like to be, you know, so you're playing at Toby's Dinner Theater, you know, you're acting classes around here, you're doing little things in House of Cards that are all kind of D.C.-based. What's it like to finally be in a show that, you know, you get to tour the country? What's that like?
It's humbling. Like, you know, I actually had a couple of offers on the table, versus this, opportunity. And so I had to weigh my pros and cons and, this right here, I had to do it. Simply for the experience and exposure and just being able to travel the country in places I've never been before. You really can't beat that.
Now, what's it like? Yeah. Are you guys all, do you all travel together? Do you, you know, you fly? Is it like a tour bus? Like, you picture rock stars? How does it work?
We all travel on a tour bus. and they split. It's like it's two tour buses, one for the cast and one for the crew. And so, for the last 3 or 4 months, we've all been living in our suitcases. but it's, you know, once you get the handle of, you know, going from hotel to hotel, city to city, you know, you get used to it.
Right, right.
So,
have you noticed yourself bonding? You know, does the cast bond being on the bus together all the time and then staying at the same hotels? Like, have you guys noticed that trickling into the performances at all, you know, like compared to your old shows where you'd just show up and shoot it, say, in D.C.? Have you noticed that the bonding experience of being on the road together has helped your performance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can honestly say if it wasn't for the bonding experiences that we had, because the relationships in this show are so key to how the story progresses along. And without those relationships, if there's no chemistry, then the show lacks. And I can definitely say with people that I've come in contact with on the tour, we've definitely cultivated a good relationship. And I mean, I know we're all actors and everything, and you know, a lot of us know how to kind of manipulate, you know, good relationships on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, having a good bonding experience outside the stage is what makes it much better.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. And have you guys hit Memphis yet? Is that on your tour?
No, actually we haven't. We won't be going to Memphis, but
how is Memphis not on the Memphis tour?
I know.
What is going on? It's like performing in Chicago and not going to Chicago.
Right. I've asked that so many times. Our previous tours, I think the first one, I think they had like a 2-week performance schedule in Memphis, the first tour. And so I think at some point, everybody in Memphis was like, you know what? We love you, but don't come back.
maybe down the road come back, but spread the love a little bit to some other cities.
Right. Like, you know, we get the idea. Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe you don't need to be in Memphis because you're bringing Memphis to everywhere else, so you don't necessarily need to be there, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to join us. I know you're busy on the road and down trying to enjoy the Florida weather, and the last thing you want to do is be, you know, on the phone with a radio station where there's weather's much colder, but we appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, man. Look, I'm sorry. Not doing anything. Just enjoying this lovely weather. But thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome. We'll look forward to seeing you at Warner Theater. And I know you guys are, you know, busy out on the road, but save a little something for us when you get up here. Don't use all the magic up before you get back to DC, all right?
Oh, absolutely not. No. We got plenty of magic to spread around.
And this is going to be your hometown. So is it going to be nice to be, you know, back and sleeping in your own bed?
Well, I'm actually about to move to LA to start a film career.
Oh, nice.
Well, I won't be in DC too long. But
will it at least be nice to be back in your hometown after being on the roads for so long to kind of return to familiar sights?
Yeah, definitely. Get to see the family again.
Perfect. Well, hey, thanks again for joining us, and everybody come out and see Memphis at Warner Theater May 1st and May 2nd.